And hi, Harvey. Great to hear you on the radio.
Hello, Kevin. You're loud and clear. Scott got my rip fired up here, and sure nice to be back on. You're doing great in here, Kevin. Over.
Yeah, it's great to hear you. You're 25 over in Minnesota.
Hey, Harvey, if you've got a pair of those MPB traps laying around, you wanna hustle, let me know, over.
Never could build them fast enough. By golly, I should get some young guy to get some put together, Gene. Maybe my brother can run off a small batch here in a month or two, and he's got all the blueprints. It's all on my computer, too. Anybody wants the dope on them, I saved them for posterity in the computer, and they're not too hard to build if you can find those capacitors while you're in business. So maybe my brother can take care of that. His name is Bob, and just drop a note to Bob sometime, and he'll fix you up, over.
Yeah, I've talked to your brother about a year ago or so, we might just do that. I've got all the blueprints for the antenna, so we don't need that. I've got it on disk here.
Very good. Don't lose it. I got 35 years invested into it, and so save it for posterity, because when you use them and you see what they'll do, you'll appreciate them. Don't let anybody shortchange them. Now, old Bill Waterback has got to try them yet, and I bet old Bill's going to be happy with his, all right?
Yeah, well, he'll probably turn them into a teeny tent, over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
What kind of capacitors are they?
5 kV doorknobs, over.
Doorknobs? What size?
5 kilovolts, 6-7 picofarads, 6-7, over.
Oh, yeah, that's a rough one to get.
Well, I don't know where you can buy them anymore. I've searched high and low. Damn fist. I'll take 50 of them in the morning, over.
Yes, sir.
Now, there you can define the word Semitic. By example, if Harvey were Semitic, he wouldn't be giving away that design. He'd be selling it.
Was that an anti-Semitic statement, Bob?
Well, I thought it was just a statement of observation. I don't know.
Well, then it's anti-Semitic.
Perhaps the truth is anti-Semitic.
Holy cow.
Or perhaps some Semites are anti-truth.
Or both.
Don't confuse me.
Mutually exclusive.
Oh, I want to mention one thing that Harvey can be blamed for. Harvey is to blame for my current presence on 3950. It was in late 91 or very early 92 that I got back on 3950 after some years of virtual absence. I'd been on the Liberty Net a few times prior to that, but hardly at all. And it was really Harvey who rekindled and my interest and brought me into the group. So, don't blame me. Blame W8MPB.
Well, I'll tell you what else he's responsible to, for, at least for me. He's responsible for an awful lot of information that I would have never, ever learned had it not been for Harvey. Harvey has sent me more information than any one individual should ever be responsible for. Over.
Yeah, me too.
Harvey had the real book, and another fellow Mason confirmed that for me, so, doggone it, Harvey, you're going to
going to catch a lot of blame in 3GVA.
And he also taught me how to tell when you're dealing with a Mason, just watch for the wink and the nod, over.
Yeah, the kick under the table.
They all work, too. I tried them out, Harv.
You know, being out of here is going to save you a hell of a lot of money in phone bills, over.
Yeah, Roger, well, except I can't talk too much. Gene, get awful short-winded sometimes. I can talk for 45 seconds, and I got to sit down and rest for a while, over.
Well, you can say more than 45 seconds that most people can in a half hour, so that's not too bad.
Well, I practiced that for the last 10 years.
Very good. Great to be in here on this.